this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital after a deadly clash with Islamic State militants. Syrian forces retook the hospital in Deir al-Zor after Islamic State attacked it Saturday following a dawn offensive by the militant group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces. The fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least two people and wounded five others in the predominantly Kurdish town of Qamishlu. Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation revealed that an explosion that killed one of its commanders, Mustafa Badreddin, was the result of artillery attacks by Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said that it was not an Israeli airstrike, as originally reported. Officials said the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based war monitoring group says there's been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Egypt has sentenced 51 people to 2 years each in prison for protesting against a decision last month to cede two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The news reports from Cairo say the protesters were convicted of inciting violence, blocking roads, and assembling without permission. The deal to hand over the islands in the Straits of Tirwan drew sharp criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Critics accused the Egyptian president of selling the islands to Saudi Arabia in return for investments. This is VOA News. Nigeria has called on Western and regional powers to do more to stop the threat of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari hosted leaders from France, Chad, Benin, Cameroon, and Niger, as well as top diplomats from the United States and Britain on Saturday. The summit's final communique called for a combination of hard and soft power to end the threat. Before the summit, Buhari said that since he has been president, Boko Haram's influence in Nigeria has steadily declined.
Nigeria has been the main battleground. And you know, when we came in, Boko Haram is holding at least 14 local governments out of the 770 local governments we have. But now they are not holding any local government.
Since Buhari has become president, the army has stepped up actions against Boko Haram, leading the president to announce that the Islamist state, or Islamist group that is, was technically defeated. President Barack Obama and hip-hop artist Macklemore joined forces in the president's weekly media address to call on the U.S. Congress to fund more treatments to fight opioid abuse. The Grammy Award-winning artist shared his own experience dealing with substance abuse and pleaded for anyone going through the same to seek help.
I know recovery isn't easy or quick, but along with the 12-step program, treatment has saved my life, and recovery works. We need our leaders in Washington to fund it and for people to know how to find it.
Mr. Obama added that while Congress has passed several bills to help curb opioid addiction without additional funding, they will not have any effect.
This week, the House passed several bills about opioids, which is great, but unless they also make investments in more treatment, it won't get Americans the help that they need.
The United States represents only 5% of the global population, but Americans consume 80% of the world's supply of pain medication. Opiate use in the United States has quadrupled since 1999. And Ukraine's Andriy Jamala has won this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden. Her song, 1944, was about Crimean ethnic cleansing under former Soviet dictator Josef Stalin. Australia finished second with 511 points. Russia was third with 491 points. Eurovision is the longest-running international TV song competition. It's been held among members of the European Broadcasting Union every year since 1956. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.